In a recent Morgantown City Council meeting, an ordinance to limit heavy truck traffic through the city's downtown business district passed 6-1. It was the final vote on whether or not to limit the heavy trucks that travel through downtown Morgantown along State Route 7. For years, residents and businesses have complained about the truck traffic. After a short public hearing and an hour and a half of deliberation, last night's vote is the first real action to address those concerns.
The ordinance was specifically written to be easily enforced.
Evan Hansen is a local downtown business owner and a member of the group Safe Streets Morgantown, which crafted the ordinance. He spoke during the public hearing that preceded the vote.
To be clear, this is not an overweight truck ordinance. No scales are required because the ordinance is based on a truck's declared gross weight, which is written on the registration card.
The proposed ordinance would see trucks weighing 13 tons or more rerouted around the downtown area. There's a long list of exceptions to the rule, like government and emergency vehicles, delivery vehicles, and any vehicle that receives a permit beforehand. Questions that held up the vote were mostly those concerning enforcement, such as personnel, training, equipment, and signage. Even though no one showed up to speak against the ordinance, there's a lot of uncertainty among council members and the city manager about how the ordinance will be received by state and federal departments of highways, as well as companies which might doubt the city's ability to enforce such an order. Earlier this summer, the West Virginia Department of Highways said such an ordinance would not be valid without approval from the Commissioner of Highways. City Manager Jeff McCorsky said earlier that approval was unlikely. In the end, council members mostly agreed that if challenged, the ordinance would likely stand in a court of law. The one member who voted against the ordinance said he wasn't comfortable enough with the plan to vote yes. Council members did pass an amendment to make the ordinance effective 90 days from passage instead of effective immediately. They hope that the three-month window is sufficient to work out the logistics of implementation. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Board in Morgantown.